The Poor Wife of the Billionaire. Chapter 141. I'll tell you my answer now. What? The jet was out of control? How could this be? How could the pilot suddenly lose control of the jet? Annabelle was scared out of her wits. After all, she was deathly afraid of heights. Rupert patted her on the shoulder and stood up. His handsome face was unusually cold. I'll go and have a look. Then he started to walk to the cockpit. I'll go with you, Annabelle said feebly, her face a ghastly pale dot. She was terribly afraid of heights, and as the jet shuddered violently, she felt like she was about to die. Okay, Rupert answered lightly. He stretched out his right hand to hold Annabelle, pulling her into his arms. I'm here. Don't be afraid. The jet continued to shake violently. It was extremely difficult for Annabelle to balance, let alone walk. I panic seized her heart, rendering her unable to think straight. Luckily, Rupert held onto her tightly, which made her feel inexplicably safe. Together, the two headed to the cockpit. What's going on? Rupert asked the captain with a frown. Sweat trickled down the captain's forehead. He was busy controlling the steering wheel with both hands, but all the color had drained from his face. I can't control it. We're going to crash. Crash? Annabelle gasped in shock. How could this be? If the jet crashed, then all the people on the jet including her would die. She told herself that she had to calm down at the moment, but fear consumed every fiber of her being. Hyperventilating, she looked at the man beside her and asked in bewilderment, Rupert, what are we going to do? Don't be afraid. Rupert smoothed her hair gently. We'll be fine. Then, he turned to the captain and said decisively, calm down first. Do your best to keep the aircraft steady. As soon as we reach a suitable height, we'll parachute out of the jet immediately. Nodding shakily, the captain stuttered, I'll do my best. Fortunately, Rupert's jet was specially equipped with parachutes. They could jump if worse came to worst. Rupert then ordered the other two men to ready the parachutes and prepare to jump at any time. Rupert, are we really going to do this? Leaning against him weakly, Annabelle looked pale and helpless. She was still afraid. She had always been afraid of heights, ever since she was a child. If the jet crashed, she didn't dare to entertain the thought. Annabelle, listen to me. The jet is out of control. Jumping is our only chance at survival, Rupert explained seriously. But I'm too scared, I can't do it. Annabelle protested feebly. Don't be afraid. I'll protect you. Rupert squeezed her hand reassuringly, his deep-set eyes full of determination. The situation was very critical now. Everyone tensely waited as Rupert calmly ordered the captain to lower the aircraft. That's high enough. Rupert took a look at the figures on the dashboard. The jet was flying at the perfect height and speed, suitable for parachuting. And by now, the shaking of the jet became even more violent. Time was running out. The jet could explode any second now. The crew opened the cabin's door. Looking out grimly, Rupert calmly directed the crew to jump with their parachutes one by one. Soon, there were only the captain, Rupert, and Annabelle left. Mr. Benton, Miss Hewitt, jump already. The captain wiped the cold sweat on his forehead and set the jet to autopilot. With knitted brows, Rupert grabbed the captain's arm and said firmly, you go first. Hurry up. The captain looked at Rupert, his eyes shining with gratitude. Take care. As soon as he said this, the captain leaped out of the jet and disappeared from Annabelle's sight. Annabelle, get ready. Rupert tied the parachute to himself and Annabelle. Then, he wrapped his arms around her tightly, poised to jump. Rupert, I'm scared. Annabelle cried hysterically. Seeing how the ground was tens of thousands of miles away, her face turned ghastly pale. The fear paralyzed her. Close your eyes. I'll count to three. We'll jump together, Rupert whispered in her ear. Annabelle looked into his deep eyes and felt an inexplicable sense of security. Finally, she squeezed her eyes shut, wrapped her arms around Rupert's neck, and jumped into the air with him. Ah! The feeling of free-falling made Annabelle's mind go completely blank. She couldn't help but scream at the top of her lungs. Annabelle, just hang on. I'll activate the parachute soon. Seconds later, the parachute was opened. Soon, the rope went taut and the sense of weightlessness finally disappeared. Annabelle breathed a sigh of relief. It's okay. We're going to be safe. Rupert's deep, reassuring voice was like music to her ears. When she opened her eyes, Annabelle found herself immersed in a sea of clouds. Still, she didn't feel at ease. Rupert, are we about to die? No, he said firmly. Then he tightened his grip around her, as though he was holding the most precious thing in the world. Are you sure? With her arms wrapped around his neck, Annabelle buried her face in his arms. Gradually, she calmed down. Rupert looked down at her and said firmly, trust me. We're going to survive this. Okay. I trust you. Annabelle nodded firmly. Are you still scared? Rupert's voice softened. Looking into his affectionate eyes, she smiled. You're here with me, so I'm not afraid anymore. The two slowly descended from the sky. Leaning against his chest, Annabelle could hear his heartbeat clearly. Memories of her past resurfaced in her mind, still clear as day. Rupert had saved her life again and again. He had said, Annabelle, don't be afraid. I will protect you. He also said, Annabelle, I want to pursue you. You're the woman I want to spend the rest of my life with. Slowly, she looked up at the man who was hugging her tightly. His handsome face, flawless skin, deep-set eyes, perfect nose, sexy lips, he was perfect. Even amidst such a dangerous situation, he was still calm and collected. He exuded an innate dignity, as if he was born to be a king. At this moment, an indescribable feeling surged in her heart. Annabelle closed her beautiful eyes for a while. When she opened them again, there was a strange light in them. Rupert, I'll tell you my answer now, she said softly. Chapter 142 A Kiss in the Sky. What is it? With his arms wrapped around Annabelle tightly, Rupert fixed his eyes on her beautiful face, full of expectation and nervousness. Rupert, my answer is yes, Annabelle whispered in his ear. I'm willing to spend the rest of my life with you. After a pause, she looked up at the man in front of her with affectionate eyes. Her cherry red lips parted and she added firmly, in sickness and in health, till death do us part. Annabelle, I've been waiting for you to say this for a long time. Rupert's expression softened. He lowered his head and pressed his lips against Annabelle's, kissing her gently. A spark was ignited deep inside him, making him feel restless. Anna. Pulling her even closer, Rupert kept whispering her name, deepening the kiss. The two hugged each other tightly and kissed passionately. Waves of pleasure washed all over Annabelle's body. She had never felt like this before. It was a strange feeling, but she liked it. When staring death in the face, Annabelle finally realized what was in her heart. She was willing to be with this man. Even if he still had candy in his heart, so what? Now that she understood what she wanted, she wouldn't let anyone get in the way of her relationship with Rupert, not even candy. She wanted him to love her wholeheartedly, and she was determined to make it happen. Even if candy showed up again, she wouldn't accept defeat. The two kissed each other passionately amidst the sea of clouds. All sense of panic and fear was instantly dispelled. Annabelle forgot where she and Rupert were. They were too immersed in the romantic moment that they forgot that they were still falling from the sky. After a while, the passionate kiss finally ended. Annabelle, I'm very happy, Rupert whispered, resting his forehead against hers. After waiting for so long, he finally got the answer he wanted. Finally, Annabelle was willing to be true to her heart. The intimacy between them just now made her ears turn a little red. She leaned against Rupert's chest, panting slightly. In fact, She would have given him her answer sooner, but she couldn't ignore the fact that he still had candy in his heart. Why couldn't she own up to her feelings sooner? But Rupert didn't have the time to worry about that now. At present, their lives were still hanging by a thread. They were in the middle of a crisis. Holding Rupert tightly, Annabel gulped and looked down. The thick clouds made it hard to see what was down below. But she guessed that they must have been over water. "Rupert, what should we do now?" Annabel asked worriedly. Rupert looked at her reassuringly and answered, "Don't worry. We'll find a way out of this." "Okay." Annabel nodded. Now, she just wanted to feel protected. As long as she was with Rupert, she wasn't afraid of anything. They slowly descended. After a while, they could see the situation below. As expected, they were headed towards the sea. Looking at the vast sea below, Annabel frowned deeply. This was the worst-case scenario. Nature was their worst enemy right now. "Rupert, we're going to land in the sea." Annabel pursed her lips tightly. "Without food and water, we'll survive for only a day two, at most. What are we going to do?" Rupert also frowned as he looked at the vast expanse of water below them. "I packed food and water in the bag. Hopefully, a boat will pass by soon." Before he jumped, he had done the best he could to prepare for the worst. He took out his phone from his pocket, but there was no signal. "Well?" Annabel craned her neck to look at the phone in his hand. Rupert shook his head sadly. "No signal." Rupert tried to send their location to Finley, but it was futile. Disappointment flashed through Annabelle's eyes. Rupert put his phone back and sighed. Holding her tightly, he still said, "No matter what, as long as we're together, we'll be fine." She could feel the warmth of his palm on her skin. It was as though he was sending his strength to her. Just then, a thought occurred to her. "Wait. What is it?" Rupert asked in surprise. Annabel carefully took off her necklace and held it up in front of Rupert. The necklace was a gift from her grandfather on her 16th birthday. At the time, Leonard had said to her, "Anna, I had this necklace specially made for you. Although it looks ordinary, it might be very useful." Confused, Annabel took the necklace and studied it curiously. "What do you mean?" With a smile, Leonard pointed at the pendant on the necklace. "Take a closer look at this flower." "Okay." Annabel looked at the little flower on the pendant, but she still didn't understand what was so special about the necklace. "It's a tracker, and the flower is the switch. If you ever find yourself in danger, press the button and I'll come and save you." "Wow. Amazing." Since that day, Annabel wore the necklace, but she didn't take her grandfather's words seriously. After all, there were very few people in this world who could make her in danger. She had never tried to use it. But now, perhaps it could save their lives. Unfortunately, Annabel didn't know if it would work at sea. However, given the circumstances, she had no other choice but to at least try it. Annabel explained to Rupert, "My grandfather gave it to me when I turned 16. He said I could use it to ask him for help if one was in danger. I hope it works. It's worth a shot." Rupert looked at the necklace in Annabelle's hand. At first glance, the necklace looked ordinary. But when Annabel pressed down on the flower, the necklace suddenly began to glow with a green light. At first, it was shown bright green, and then it deepened bit by bit, gradually turning dark green. It worked. Annabel's eyes lit up at the sight of the glowing pendant. At the same time, she couldn't help but worry a little. "I hope Grandpa receives our distress signal." Chapter 143. Falling into the sea. There was no signal in the middle of the sea. Annabel wasn't sure whether the distress signal would reach her grandfather. "Of course he'll receive it," Rupert said reassuringly, as though he read her mind. Truth be told, Rupert had never seen such a signal transmitter before. Was Annabelle's grandfather really just an old man from the countryside? How could he have given Annabelle something so high-tech? There was a trace of curiosity in Rupert's eyes as he looked at the woman in front of him. It seemed that there was more to his fiancée than met the eye. But he decided against asking her about it. It was better if Annabelle took the initiative to tell him. What he liked was her, not her identity or her family background. And now wasn't the time to think about these things. They were getting closer and closer to the sea surface. Annabelle craned her neck to look around, and she found that there were a few small islands in the distance. Her eyes lit up excitedly. Before she could tell Rupert her findings, he spoke first. "Anna, look over there. It's an island." "Yes." Annabelle nodded. "I was just about to point it out." Chuckling softly, Rupert whispered in her ear, "It seems we have a connection." As soon as he finished speaking, he nibbled on her earlobe playfully. A wave of electricity spread out from her earlobe, making her body go limp. Annabelle's cheeks turned as red as tomatoes. How could he still flirt with her at a time like this? "Stop it." She turned her head to look at the island in the distance. If there was fresh water on the island, they would have a chance at survival. But she didn't know how long it would take for them to swim to the island from here. Could the food Rupert packed be enough for them? Would her grandfather receive her distress signal and save her? Annabelle was in deep thought when Rupert's voice suddenly pulled her back to reality. "Can you swim?" "Yeah." Annabelle nodded. Rupert took out a life vest from his backpack and helped Annabelle put it on carefully. "We'll swim to the island over there as soon as we hit the water." "Sounds like a plan," Annabelle answered lightly. Inwardly, she prayed that they would be lucky enough to be spotted by a passing ship. The two of them slowly descended. Soon, Annabelle could see the white peaks of the waves in the sea. And the sea looked boundless. The breeze blew and stirred up waves, roaring at them ominously. Seeing this, Annabelle grew nervous again. Although she knew how to swim, there were all kinds of danger that lurked underneath the surface. "We're about to hit the water. Hold your breath." Rupert perfectly timed it. Before hitting the water, he tied his life vest to Annabelle's and unfastened the parachute. Holding each other tightly, the two plummeted into the sea. Instantly, salt water filled Annabelle's mouth, making her cough violently. "Anna, are you okay?" Rupert turned to look at Annabelle worriedly. "I'm fine. You?" The turbulent waves hit her body, making her struggle to stay afloat. She couldn't help but grab his arm for support. Rupert took this as an opportunity to pull her close. Pecking her on the forehead, he said gently, "I'm fine. Now, let's swim to the island together." After saying that, Rupert let go of Annabelle and started swimming towards the island. Having come in contact with salt water, the wound on his arm started to sting. A few days ago, in protecting Annabelle, he was stabbed in the arm by Annie. The wound started to scab. But now, the wound cracked open again after being soaked in the sea water. With knitted brows, Rupert managed to endure the pain. At this critical moment, he was Annabelle's life support. He couldn't afford to show any weakness. He couldn't let Annabelle worry about him. She had enough worries on her plate at present. Sure enough, Annabelle was oblivious to his pain and swam behind him as best as she could. But the waves seemed to get bigger and more violent. The two of them were dragged by the waves. It was so difficult to keep on swimming forward. Keeping her eyes trained on the little island in the distance, Annabelle was shocked to find that it seemed to be getting farther and farther away from them. Panicked, she said, "Rupert, I think the waves are pushing us away from the island." Rupert already knew this. He had noticed earlier that they were swimming against the direction of the winds. Although he had tried his best, the waves kept pushing them further away from the island. After thinking for a while, he said, "Okay. Stop swimming first. We need to conserve our strength. When the wind stops, we can try swimming to the island again." "That's the only way," Annabelle said resignedly. The two stopped swimming and leaned against each other for support. Fortunately, they had life vests, so they didn't have to worry about sinking. The waves kept roaring, and the wind whistled past them. Annabelle gritted her teeth and held onto Rupert's arm tightly. Wave after wave came towards Annabelle and Rupert. Sensing the fear in Annabelle, Rupert hugged her tightly. "Anna, don't be afraid. I'm right here. Just hang on." "I'm not afraid," Annabelle said quickly. When Rupert held her close, she felt somehow at ease. No matter the situation they were in, she wasn't afraid. The two floated with the waves. After what felt like an eternity, the waves began to subside. "Drink some water first." Rupert took out a water bottle from his backpack and handed it to Annabelle. "When the wind stops, we'll swim to the island." "Okay, thanks." After gulping down some water, she handed the bottle to Rupert. To her surprise, he slipped the bottle back into his backpack. "Why didn't you drink some?" she asked in confusion. Rupert answered indifferently, "I'm not thirsty." When stranded at sea, fresh water was the key to survival. Even if they managed to reach the island, there was no guarantee there would be any fresh water on it. Therefore, these bottles of water were especially precious now. Rupert wanted to leave them to Annabelle as much as possible. Annabelle knew what was on Rupert's mind. Looking at him, she felt warm in her heart. As the night fell, a crescent moon climbed into the sky. The moonlight shone on the vast sea, making the blue water sparkle beautifully. It would have been so romantic if their lives weren't in danger. "Annabelle, I think the wind has died down. Let's swim to the island as quickly as we can," Rupert said with a sense of urgency, interrupting her fantasy. The island was so far away that they could barely see it. It would be terrible if they didn't seize this opportunity to swim there. "Let's go." Because she had drunk some water, Annabelle felt refreshed. She turned around abruptly and accidentally hit his wound. "Ow!" Rupert yelped in pain. Chapter 144. "I can't protect you anymore, Rupert. What's wrong?" Annabelle asked worriedly upon seeing Rupert wince in pain. His wound stung. Rupert took a deep breath and forced a smile. "Nothing. I'm fine." But Annabelle wanted to find out what was going on with him, but he abruptly cut her off. "Don't say anything more. Conserve your energy." Rupert put his slender finger on her lips and made a gesture of silence. But she couldn't shake off her worry. "Are you really okay?" "Yes," Rupert answered briefly. Then, he pointed at the island in the distance. "Come on. We're wasting time." Together, the two swam towards the island rhythmically. Time seemed to pass by very slowly. Rupert kept glancing over his shoulder to see if there were any boats in the area. Unfortunately, it seemed that they were the only two life forms in this area of the sea. No boats were passing by, perhaps because this area hadn't been developed yet. Looking at the vast open sea, Rupert fell into deep thought. His father had gone to sea on a cruise ship, which then encountered a big, fatal wave. Ultimately, it was the cause of his demise. Rupert refused to suffer the same fate. He and Annabelle would make it out of this alive. As the two kept paddling, they gradually got closer and closer to the island. The sun started to rise in the east, illuminating the island in a warm glow. It looked like paradise in Annabelle's eyes. "We're almost there," Rupert kept encouraging her. His magnetic voice seemed to dispel the exhaustion in her body. "Just hold on for a little longer. When we make it to the island, we'll be able to rest." Annabelle also encouraged herself silently. Seeing that they were a few meters away from the island, she started to feel hopeful. Suddenly, a huge wave came at them. Rupert and Annabelle were swept back by the wave. "Wait a second. There's no wind. Where did the wave come from?" Annabelle asked in confusion. Rupert's voice became dangerously low. "Annabelle, swim back." Upon a closer look, she saw a big black creature swimming to them. Was that what caused the wave just now? Annabelle's heart tightened in her chest. What on earth was that creature? A shark? Shit. Annabelle couldn't help but curse in horror. Were they fated to die at sea? Annabelle squinted and looked at the black creature carefully. It didn't look like a shark. She had never seen this kind of sea creature before. What if it was friendly? Rupert, what kind of fish is that? Annabelle squinted at the big fish, which was closing in on them quickly. Rupert pursed his lips tightly. I don't know. He swiftly pulled out a dagger from his backpack and untied his life vest from Annabelle's. Swim as far away from here as you can. No, I'm not leaving you. Annabelle refused stubbornly. Rupert looked at the big fish in front of him nervously, making sure Annabelle was behind him. Just then, the big fish lurched forward, snapping its jaws at them. Rupert acted fast. He pushed Annabelle behind him with one hand and stabbed at the big fish with his other hand. The knife slashed at the fish's head. Thinking quickly, Rupert aimed at the fish's vital organ and stabbed at it. Annabelle also took action. She swam behind the big fish and grabbed its tail, yanking at it as hard as she could. After what felt like an eternity, the big fish finally stopped struggling. Rupert, we did it. It's dead. Annabelle heaved a sigh of relief. However, she was met with silence. Rupert. Worried, Annabelle swam to him in a hurry. Rupert's face was covered in bright red blood. Oh, my God. Rupert, are you okay? Her heart nearly stopped beating in her chest when she saw him. There's so much blood. Did you get hurt? A feeling of crippling anxiety swept over her. Rupert saved her again regardless of his own life. I'm fine, Rupert suddenly croaked, gasping for breath. At that moment, his voice was music to her ears. Annabelle instantly perked up when she heard him speak. Then, the blood. Annabelle's trembling voice trailed off, and she hugged Rupert tightly. He was alive. Rupert smiled. It's fish blood. It splattered all over my face. Annabelle, I'm glad that you care about me so much. Annabelle pulled away to glare at him. I don't care about you that much. As she spoke, she helped wash the blood off Rupert's face with the sea water. Only then did she realize that his face was ghastly pale. And his arm seemed to be bleeding. Your arm, is it bleeding? One don't think it's fish blood. Immediately, she became nervous again. Rupert shook his head to reassure her. I'm fine. Let's go. It's not safe here. Let me check your arm, Annabelle insisted stubbornly. Rupert was too weak to resist. She studied the wound on his arm and found that things weren't looking so good. The wound on his arm had cracked open again. And the fight with the big fish just now really took a toll on him. Even Rupert's lips had gone pale. Worried sick, Annabelle stretched out her hand to touch his forehead. It was burning hot. We need to get on the island, Annabelle said urgently. Rupert's wound was inflamed. If he continued to soak in the salt water, the consequences would be dire. She had to take Rupert to the island as soon as possible. There, she could dress his wound. Rupert, hang in there, okay? Annabelle could feel that the man in front of her was getting weaker and weaker. Cold sweat had broken out on Rupert's forehead. I'm sorry, Annabelle. I'm making you worry. His voice trailed off. The fight with the big fish just now had consumed too much of his strength. The wounds he suffered from the fight hurt like hell, as though he was being torn apart on the spot. Although he wanted to act strong in front of Annabelle, Rupert didn't even have the strength to raise his hand at this moment. He had a terrible fever, but the sea water was cold. It felt as though he was being burned and frozen simultaneously. With one hand supporting Rupert, Annabelle quickly tied their life vests together and then swam to the island as fast as she could. She could tell that Rupert was getting weaker and weaker. At some point, she felt him go limp in her arms. Rupert? Rupert, are you okay? But Rupert didn't respond. Annabelle's heart leaped to her throat. She shook Rupert's uninjured arm and cried, "Rupert, wake up. Don't fall asleep." The man struggled to open his eyes to look at her. "Annabelle, I'm sorry. I might not be able to protect you anymore." Chapter 145 "Is that you? What the hell are you talking about?" Upon hearing what Rupert said, Annabelle became anxious. Rupert looked in the direction of the island. Although they had gotten considerably closer to the island, there was still a huge gap between them and land. At present, he was so weak that he couldn't even swim. He would only be a burden on Annabelle. He didn't want to drag her down, especially when she still had the chance to live. Frowning tightly, Rupert struggled to untie his life vest from hers. "Annabelle, I'm a little tired. I want to rest. Swim to the island first. I'll catch up to you later." Of course, Annabelle knew what he was planning. She grabbed his hand and shouted, "No. We'll swim there together. I'll only drag you down." Despite saying so, he couldn't help but look at Annabelle gratefully. He was happy to know that the woman he loved refused to leave him. Even though he was about to die at sea, he had no regrets. Taking a deep breath, Annabelle continued, "I don't mind. Since I've already given you my answer, I won't leave you. This time, it's my turn to protect you. In sickness and in health, remember. We'll be together forever till death do us part." Fierce determination lit up Annabelle's eyes. After all, Rupert wouldn't have gotten injured if it weren't for her. He had saved her life time and time again. How could she leave him to die at a moment as critical as this? Holding Rupert's hand with one hand, Annabelle gritted her teeth and tried her best to swim with the other. "Rupert, just hold on to me." Minutes felt like years. Finally, they closed the gap between them and the island. The island grew bigger and bigger in her point of view. Panting heavily, Annabelle turned to look at Rupert. "Rupert, we're almost there. Hold on." Rupert just grunted. He was on the verge of passing out, but his last ounce of consciousness told him not to give up. Annabelle was willing to die with him. He couldn't let her down now. At last, they made it to the island. As soon as her feet touched the ground, Annabelle breathed a long sigh of relief. "Rupert, we made it." She helped him ashore and then slumped onto the ground next to him. But now wasn't the time to relax. She struggled to sit up and looked at Rupert worriedly. His handsome face was deathly pale at the moment. His eyes were closed, and his breath was unsteady. It was clear that he had passed out. Annabelle's heart leaped to her throat. She quickly pressed her fingers against his wrist to feel for a pulse. To her surprise, even Rupert's hands were burning up. His pulse was there, but it was weak. He was likely suffering from a high fever because his wounds got infected from being soaked in salt water for so long. "Rupert, you're going to make it. I'll save you." Annabelle brought his hand up to her lips and kissed it gently. Then she reached for Rupert's backpack and pulled out a bottle of water. Holding his head up with one hand, she propped him against her chest and made him drink with her other hand. "Rupert, here. Drink some water first." But she was met with silence. The man in her arms was out cold. "Rupert, wake up. Please." Suppressing her mounting anxiety, Annabelle raised her voice and called out his name. But no matter how loud she shouted, Rupert didn't respond. "Rupert, please. Drink some water." At a loss, she poured some water into the bottle cap, opened his mouth, and poured the water into his mouth. However, since Rupert was still unconscious, the water she just fed him spilled out from the corner of his mouth. With knitted eyebrows, she decided to put some water in her mouth. Then she lowered her head and pressed her lips against his. His lips were burning hot, which hurt her lips. Her face turned a little red. But it wasn't the right time to think about such things. Annabelle firmly fixed her hands on Rupert's head and fed him the water in her mouth. Rupert wanted to cough out the water, but his lips were sealed by hers. In the end, his Adam's apple bobbed up and down. He finally swallowed the water. It worked. Annabelle sighed in relief. Then she repeated the process and kept feeding him water in this way, regardless of her shyness. Next, she found a towel from his backpack, dipped it in water, and put it on his forehead to lower his temperature. When his condition stabilized somewhat, she started to look around the island. Of course, there was a beach near the sea. On the opposite side, there was a lush forest. The corners of her mouth lifted into a smile. Since there were plants on this island, it meant that there was fresh water somewhere. They were going to survive. But she didn't know whether there were also wild animals on this island. Thinking of the big fish they had just encountered in the sea, Annabelle still had a lingering fear. If Rupert hadn't blocked the fish from reaching her, she would have been badly injured. Looking at the unconscious man in front of her, Annabelle had the urge to shed tears and a lump formed in her throat. She shook her head and refused to cry. Right now, she needed to be calm and strong. Rupert needed her. Besides, she had sent a distress signal to her grandfather. Maybe he was already on his way here. Thinking of this, Annabelle touched her neck. The next second, her eyes went as wide as saucers. The necklace was gone. She must have lost it when they encountered the terrible fish. Annabelle couldn't help but feel remorseful. Now, not even her grandfather would find her. She could only pray that Leonard received the signal before she lost the necklace. Just as she was about to lose hope, Rupert's faint voice interrupted her thoughts. Water. Her heart skipped a beat and her eyes lit up. Rupert? Are you awake? She lowered her head and looked at the man in her arms excitedly. To her disappointment, Rupert was still unconscious. It turned out that he was just talking in his sleep. Rupert, hang in there. After offering up a silent prayer, Annabelle took another mouthful of water and delivered it to his mouth. When their lips touched, Rupert felt inexplicably at ease. The crease between his eyebrows relaxed a little, and his breath became steady. He greedily sucked at her sweet lips, and the familiar feeling that had been lingering in his heart suddenly sparked something in Rupert's body. He wondered if Candy was with him.